This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. British people in London appear to be largely accepting the lockdown measures ordered by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson Saturday as a price worth paying to save Christmas. Johnson ordered England back into a national lockdown after the United Kingdom passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases and a second wave of infections threatened to overwhelm the health service. The United Kingdom, which has the biggest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day, and scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. In some of the most onerous restrictions in Britain's peacetime history, people will only be allowed to leave home for specific reasons like education, work, exercise, shopping for essentials and medicines, or caring for the vulnerable. Spain's prime minister on Saturday condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the coronavirus pandemic. And the surge of COVID-19 after a six-month state of emergency came into effect earlier in the week. Riot police shot blank bullets to try to disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona and a second night of disturbances in Spain's second-largest city. In the northern Spanish city, about 150 attacked police with stones, set fire to containers and looted shops, police reported. Riot police were drafted in to quell disturbances in the wine-growing region. More at VOA News.